Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Pastor Joel Sickler, and I trust that you'll be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Dare to run with our eyes fixed on Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run. We must have our Savior's vision, compassion for the lost, courage for the future, love at any cost. Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run.
Well, it's good to have you here. Today we have another special program in which we will go back into our archives and share a message that our former pastor, Reverend Barry Arnold, who just recently passed away, preached on WLBR over 18 years ago. The message is on the assurance we have of salvation, and I trust you'll be able to stay with us for this special message and for this time together. Let's start off today's program with a song.
The price.
That was the Dubell Family with the song reminding us that God's grace has been extended to us, and though we didn't earn it, it's been offered to us freely. What a wonderful thing that God has given to us. How about we look to the Lord in prayer today and thank Him for that? Lord, we thank You for Your grace. We thank You for the knowledge that we can be saved from our sins and know You in a personal way, have assurance in our hearts. Thank You, Lord, that You speak to us. You minister to us day by day. Lord, for this program today, would You accomplish Your will? Come bless and help, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. You know, many Christians struggle with doubts on where they stand with God. We can become trapped in thinking we're not doing enough, or maybe we're not holy enough, or we've lost our salvation, or maybe we're never saved ever at all. Fanny Crosby, who wrote the lyrics to this song, stood firm on her faith in Jesus. As a child, she had memorized multiple books of the Bible, and she knew that the promise written in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, it says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it's the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." My friend, this morning, salvation is a gift that we don't earn, and we don't deserve. We get it by believing in Christ, and we receive it by faith in Him. Assurance means to be certain and confident, free from doubt. And we think of a blessed assurance as a holy or a sacred confidence. It's an unshakable certainty of the truth that Jesus is mine. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. Blind from 6 weeks old, Fanny Crosby, a devout Christian, strong in her faith and a celebrity in her time, probably even a genius, penned the lyrics to this song and wrote more than 9,000 other hymns. She frequently wrote words to fit the music composed by others, and one day, as her friend Phoebe Knapp played a song on the piano and asked Fanny if she could provide the lyrics, Fanny exclaimed, "It says, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine." And then she dictated all the stanzas for this beloved hymn. Blessed assurance. My friend, this morning, the one who believes in Jesus Christ can truly know that all is well between them and their Savior.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long, all day long.
This program is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, I invite you to join us each Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and 6 o'clock for an evening worship service. On Wednesday nights, we have a prayer and praise service at 7 o'clock p.m. I hope you'll be able to join us in person for our services, but if not, you can always go to LebanonGMC.com. We can watch live broadcasts of our services, find out about upcoming events, and even share prayer requests with us. That's LebanonGMC.com. Now, 2024 marks the 75th anniversary for our church, and at the end of this month, we plan to celebrate what God has done. We would like to invite you to join us Friday and Saturday, August 30th and 31st at 7 o'clock in the evening, and then Sunday morning at 10:30 for a worship service, and Sunday afternoon at 2:30 for a special time of memories and sharing. We give God praise for his blessing and work among us, and look forward to this time together. And now with our message for today is Reverend Barry Arnold.
Some years ago, there was a happy old Christian man who attended the camp meetings. He was ignorant about technology, but one thing sure, he knew the Lord. When the doctor examined him, he told the doctor, "If you hear something on the inside, that's the joy bells ringing." Well, I'd like to talk to you today about the assurance of salvation. What is it that really is important in each of our lives? Are there areas in which we need to be encouraged? What are the musts for each one of us to pursue in life? Of course, I'm talking about spiritual things, and I believe there are some things that are a must, and one of them is the assurance of salvation. Some years ago now, I took some plain folks up into the state of New York. We went on up to the Canada line, went throughout the country looking for farms. Of course, you know, it's been a long time ago. I pulled off the highway to purchase some gasoline, and it was 40-some cents a gallon, so I decided to go on, feeling that the price was too high. During those days together, we had various discussions. And of course, they turned to religious subjects. We talked about salvation. We talked about the fact of whether you can really have assurance that you're saved. These young men suggested to me that even though their lifestyle was different, that you really couldn't know that you were saved until you came to the end of life's journey. And then, I guess if the good outweighed the bad and everything turned out okay, you would have an entrance into the kingdom of heaven. In fact, they said that Jesus, in speaking with Nicodemus, told them that the wind blows where it listeth, and you can't hear the sound thereof. You don't know where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. And so their theory was that you really can't be sure. However, in the conversation, I took that same verse, John's Gospel, chapter 3, Jesus speaking to Nicodemus, where he said, "The wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, and canst not tell whence it cometh, or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." And I can see there that the wind blows. We may not be able to see the wind itself, but we can certainly feel the effects, the change of temperature, the moving of objects. We have many evidences of the wind. And so while it is true that we may not see the Spirit of God, and it may not be something physical about it, yet there are effects in each of our lives. And one of the effects in our area of salvation is that we experience the knowledge that we are saved. It seems clear to me that one of the themes that is clear in the Old Testament as well as in the New is this, that you can be saved and you can know it. In the Old Testament, we have that appeal where God said, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am the Lord and I change not." And then we turn especially to the scriptures in the New Testament. And one theme is sure, you can be saved and you can know it. Many of the songs, the great songs that we sing in worship, are born out of this truth. Fanny Crosby, the blind lady, wrote, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song. Blessed assurance." And then another song that we often sing, "I know whom I have believed." In that song, we talk about many things that we don't know, many things we don't understand. "I know not when my Lord may come at night or noonday fair, or if I'll walk the veil with him or meet him in the air." But in the chorus then, each time we sing, "But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." I suppose it's an old, old song, but I love this one. "Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Saved, saved by his power divine," and the list goes on. This is what Peter was talking about in 2 Peter chapter 1 when he spoke to the brethren and said, "Brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure." Yes, I believe that we can make our calling and election sure, that we can have within us the assurance of salvation. We, you and I, can experience and enjoy confidence. We need not live in doubt and fear about our salvation. I like the writings of John in his first epistle. Over and over again, he uses the word "know." We know that we pass from death unto life, he says, because we love the brethren. He said, "We know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us." Throughout his writings, "He who leaned on Jesus' breast, he who walked close to him, said that we can know." We can have confidence in the family of God. Many times Satan comes to bring destructive measures in this area. His chief attack is upon our faith and confidence in God. And he would work in such a fashion that we would lose confidence in God's people. But let us be reminded today that we have a loving Heavenly Father who watches over us and cares for us. Yes, we as Christians, even when we fail. Throughout the scriptures, both old and new, Jesus is pictured for us as a good shepherd. Sheep are dumb. They're helpless. In themselves, they're hopeless. They do dumb things. They need a shepherd. Now, I must admit that I struggle at times in this area of assurance. There are times when I do something dumb or say something dumb, or there are times in my life, for some unknown reason to me, I have a strange feeling and it seems like God is so far away. But I do know this, if we will put into the practice it, the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. If we are willing and ready to pray that prayer, the fog will lift and we can make our calling and election sure. We mostly think that our roots are in Methodism, here in God's missionary church, and the touchstone of early Methodism was the witness of the Spirit. The Spirit witnessing that we are a child of God. This could be based on Romans 8 and verse 16. The Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, while it is true that Methodism taught strongly the witness of the Spirit, they also stated that that witness is not always as clear at one time as at another. And, one of the songwriters said, here the sun is always shining, here the sky is always bright. But another said, days of darkness still come o'er me, sorrow's path I often tread, but the Savior still is with me. By His hand I'm safely led. There may be days of darkness in your Christian experience, and it may not seem the sun is always shining, but when we've messed up, or if when we've sinned, we will admit our failure and make honest and humble confession. Indeed, the witness will come bright and clear. I need to be reminded again and again, perhaps you do too, that my salvation is not in a creed. It's not in a church. It's not in a church policy. It's not in a manufactured manual that men have written. It's not in a ritual that we go through. It's not in a rule that we try to live by. It's not in our feelings, fluctuating as they are. It's not in a church leader, though we may respect them greatly. But our experience, our knowledge, our assurance of salvation is in a person, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ, and He is the rock of our salvation, so that we can say with Paul the Apostle, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Yes, we can have the assurance of salvation. There are times we greatly rejoice, but then there are seasons in which there is heaviness. It's the trial of our faith. Our feelings may be minus, but if we'll keep our faith and trust in God and walk with Him, the sun will break through and the assurance of salvation will be bright and clear.
Thank you for joining us for Missionary Echoes today. You've been listening to a message preached by Reverend Barry Arnold and previously aired in 2006 on WLBR. This morning, Brother Arnold rejoices in the presence of his Savior. We're thankful for it. And for us, it was good to hear his familiar voice once again. I trust the Lord blesses you and guides you throughout this week. I'm Pastor Joel, wishing you His blessings.